Day and night, firefighters are struggling to combat forest and bushfires in south central Chile. A stifling heat wave and strong winds are driving flames north and south, destroying thousands of homes, schools, and crops. This isn't the first time for Enrique Narváez.
The wildfires in 2011 burnt my house, all my trees, everything. I was left with my arms crossed, and now I don't want to go through the same again. That is why I'm here, in case something happens.
So far, there have been at least 24 confirmed deaths. Scores are missing, which is why the government is warning people to heed evacuation notices immediately.
Active fires can advance 27 kilometers an hour, and people can't escape on foot fast enough when the fire arrives. It's impossible to save their lives if they don't evacuate in an opportune fashion.
Worse yet, many people live in remote areas where mobile phone coverage has been interrupted and where firefighters can't reach them to warn them to leave before it's too late. Chile's calls for help are being met. Overnight, a team of Colombian firefighters specializing in forest fires arrived to join hundreds from Mexico, Spain, and Brazil. But the fires are still spreading out of control, sending smoke in all directions. What you would normally see here is a bright summer's day, but the winds are pushing the smoke from south central Chile north towards the capital, Santiago. Authorities are warning people not to exercise outdoors and to keep their windows closed to prevent the smoke and ash from getting in their homes. People who have lost their homes to the fire are asking authorities to declare a night curfew to prevent thieves from taking the little they have left for rebuilding. So far, the flames have not reached towns or cities, but the fear is that the fires could spread quickly to densely populated areas like Viña del Mar and Valparaíso, where the destruction would be incalculable. Lucía Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.